Well, you said it was a good month. Let's put it this way. The last day was a good day. As I recall, the S&P 500 was up 4.5% on the last day of the
month. Yeah, that was that like 600-point day or something?
That's right. The financial markets rose sharply on that last trading day in the month because the Federal Reserve and other major major central banks launched a joint effort to provide cheap emergency loans in Europe and elsewhere. C Fund is still negative for the month, but the rise on the final day, as I said, brought it back to positive territory for the year and at 1.06. The rally, however, failed to erase the year-to-date losses for the S and the I Fund. In November, the S and I Fund returns were negative 0.51 and negative 2.46, respectively. Year-to-date returns were negative 3.35 and negative 9.98 for the S and the I Fund. So with 1 month left to go, it's pretty doubtful the I Fund is going to have a rally to overcome that almost 10% negative. But mm-hmm. But who knows on the rest of them? We'll see.
And I note, too, that an interesting, if you really want to slice and dice the I Fund, over the last 12 months, it's off a little bit more than 2.5%. So
right.
that's not terrible.
That's right. That's right. No, it could have been far worse. And in fact, on certain days, it was far worse.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this is just the point at which you measure. And for us, we measure once a month. It could have been worse.
Now, I'm going off the numbers that you gave me a couple of weeks ago, and the one that I remember most about the I Fund is that it measures the Great Britain stock market, like 30-some percent of it is Great Britain stock market.
Right, and Germany is a big chunk, mm-hmm. as is France.
And those three countries, especially Germany and France, are heavily involved in this effort to try to prop up some of the other countries that are in the Euro still.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm sure that is having an effect, as well as the fact that the dollar has been weakening. So
yeah.
that always affects that outcome as well.
As that starts to flesh out, I could see a reasonable month, at least in the month of December, for the I Fund. But
I've given up looking into the future.
See, you're doing it smart. I'm just a goofball and a nerd about these things. So, you know, I'm always trying to figure out the next thing, even though I don't really actually do anything about it in my portfolio.
Right. I just try to position, as they say, with tactical asset allocation, which means small adjustments, perhaps, if you see things going a certain way. But generally, I'm 100% L Fund, and I'm sticking with that. I think that those are the best funds to go with, and the numbers keep growing on participants who are into them. Nearly 800,000 now have funds in the L Funds.
Yeah, you've been plugging those ever since they first. And I shouldn't say plugging them, because that's not fair. That's not your business to try to talk people into getting into them. But you've been letting people know about their availability since they came out. And it's interesting because that trend line does continue to rise. When you send me these numbers on a regular basis, that curve continues to keep going up. I would have expected, quite honestly, to hit a plateau by now, but that doesn't seem to be happening.
No, it's not at all. And I'm not surprised, to tell you the truth, because I think a lot of people that once they get some experience, as I did, thinking that they might be able to outguess the markets, realize they're not. It's very difficult to do it on a continuing basis, and it only takes one or two misses a year to miss out on all of the returns for that year. For instance, if you were not in the C Fund on last Wednesday when the market went up 4.5%, it's awfully tough to make that up
mm-hmm.
some other way.
Yeah, Mike Causey's column today has comments from a guy who's fired up about something that he thinks that you guys didn't do right, and it turns out that you guys did exactly what it says on the TSP website you do when handling a transaction. And so he's a little bit confused, I guess, but talking about that exact thing, which is moving from one fund to another on a particular day, and I don't understand at what point people will finally get on board with the idea that that's not what the TSP is for.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I saw Mike's piece this morning, and then, as always, I went to read the comments on it. And as I recall, there were three comments coming in saying essentially that, what you just said, that I don't know why you would expect it otherwise. This is the way the TSP has always done it. This is the way it's explained on the website, that kind of thing. So I think we are getting through. It's it takes a lot to get to the end of the row for everyone. Remember, we have 4.5 million participants out there, and a lot of them are new, and we just have to keep up the process of educating and putting it all out there so people can learn how the program works, so they're not surprised when it works as advertised.
The thing that I like to that end is one thing that you do is the website is updated continuously, and there are a lot of resources that are on there for people who want to try to understand this stuff. And I appreciate the fact that they're written in English so that people like me who aren't financial wizards can figure out what they mean.
Thank you. Well, that's very nice to hear, and I will pass that on to the people here who work very hard to demystify a lot of this language. You know, that's some of what we're up against is a lot of the promotional material that's out there in the investment world has a lot of sizzle in it. It has a lot of terminology that's kind of created to create excitement. We're interested in demystifying that, in making it understandable for the everyday participant in the plan, who happens to be your everyday federal worker or member of the uniformed services. So I'll pass that on.
A lot of folks that I really trust say on a regular basis that a lot of that is done in the financial management world on purpose to make you think that the person you're talking to is smarter than you about your money, and so that's why you should trust that person with your money. And yet, my daddy always told me, don't sign it if you don't understand it. And so I there's another disconnect that I wonder why people continue to not pick up on.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot do, and that's the encouraging part of this. You know, I was here at the beginning 25 years ago when we started this out, and I can recall just going through the basics on what's the difference between a stock and a bond.
Mm-hmm.
And we have come a very long distance from there to the point where now at the end of November, $291 billion on account, over $250 billion in 4.5 million accounts that are going to help people be better prepared for retirement. And that's what it's all about from our perspective.